If you have been operating at a next level in your career for years now, meaning you're essentially doing your boss's job, maybe you even trained your own boss, and yet and still your title or your salary don't reflect the fact that you have been operating at a higher level and you have a desire to get promoted, but there's a little tiny voice in your head that keeps telling you that you don't have enough experience, you need more years of experience, you need more qualifications, and this episode is for you. Because girl, I know that you probably already have all the experience that you need. And the problem is not your experience, it's something else. And so in this episode, I'm telling you what you need instead of more experience if you want to get promoted in the next 6 months with a 20 to 50K salary increase. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. As usual, thank you for being here. I'm so glad to have you listening. I'm really excited about today's episode. You know what? I think I say that a lot. I think I often come on here and I'm like, I'm so excited about today's episode. And I realize it's because I genuinely am almost always excited because when I'm creating these podcast episodes, it's usually either based off of something my client is experiencing right now or something that I have experienced. And so the idea of just being able to talk about it and connect with other people who are feeling the same and need a solution, the idea of being able to share a solution to a problem that you have been dealing with for a while always gets me excited, as well as potentially, you know, helping you decide if you're going to work with me as your career coach, knowing that I can solve that problem for you always gets me excited. So you know what? I'm just going to keep saying that. And if you're a regular listener, just get ready to just keep hearing me be like, I'm really excited about today's episode because every time I hit the record button, I'm genuinely excited about the episode. Okay. So today we're talking about why you don't need more experience to get promoted. So if you are listening and getting promoted has been a heart's desire of yours, whether it is trying to get promoted to the director level, VP level, C-suite, whatever level you're considering, and there's a part of you that's been saying to yourself that you need more experience. So like, you know, intuitively, you know that you're ready for the next level in your career, but your logical brain is telling you that you need more experience, then this episode is for you because, sis, I can tell you right now that you probably do not need more experience. Now, you know, if you've only been doing your job for like 6 months, maybe you need more experience. That's not who I'm talking to, okay? I'm talking to you if you have been doing your job for like 5 or more years, you know you're ready for the next level. Like, you are doing your boss's job. In fact, maybe you trained your boss, you're mentoring people, you're managing people in other departments, you're seeing people with less experience than you get promoted, then this is for you. Because you don't, if any of those sound like you, you most definitely do not need more experience. You have all the experience you need. And telling yourself that you need more, you know, more years of experience or more projects to work on, or you'll just wait 2 years for your boss to leave and then you'll get promoted, it's just going to leave you exhausted. It's going to keep you doubting yourself and your skills, because the longer you stay in a role that you know that you have outgrown, the more you realize that you're stagnant, your skills aren't growing, you're starting to feel a little bit unmotivated because you're not growing, and you feel like you're being taken advantage of. You feel super overlooked and undervalued because you know that you're operating at a higher level than your title or your salary reflect. It also then makes you even feel a little bit resentful of both yourself and your organization, because you start realizing that you're settling by staying in that job, which makes you resent yourself. Like, be honest, take a moment and think about it. There's probably a little part of you that feels like, why am I still here? Why am I doing this to myself? Why am I settling? Why am I allowing them to treat me this way? Why am I giving them all this effort and not advocating for myself or standing up for myself? Those are all like sounds of resentment. And then resenting the company, where you're like, they're taking advantage of me. I'm not getting paid well. They don't see my value. I'm not growing. I don't see where I'm going to go next. Eventually, that resentment is going to start impacting your work output. You're going to be less productive. You're going to show up less in excellence, less excellently, however you want to say that. Like, you're just not going to be doing your best work because you know that you are not operating at the level in your career that you should be. And then eventually, all of that is going to make you feel hopeless. You will start thinking, okay, maybe I'm not good enough for a promotion, or I'm not ready to operate at that higher level, or I'm not as smart or as good, as qualified as I think I am. And honestly, like, all of that is BS. Well, the last part, because you are. You are smart. You are qualified. Again, if you've done any of those things, like doing your boss's job, you're sitting in leadership meetings, you're mentoring people, you're managing people that are not even in your department, you trained your boss when they came in, when they brought them in externally, you are way more than qualified. The problem is not your level of experience. The problem is not your lack of experience. The problem is how you're positioned. You just aren't being positioned for a director role. You're not being positioned for a leadership role. And that is the problem that we need to solve for. Because, and I'm saying this because I am literally working with a client right now who was experiencing this exact same thing. We have broken her out of it now, but she literally like will do work that her and her boss were meant to do, like two different parts. She would do her part. Her boss didn't finish her part. So she would do her boss's part. And then her boss would take credit for all of it. And it's like, and when I say credit, I mean like in meetings with the president, with the board, the boss is sounding like she's the one who did all the work when she in fact didn't. Just know that my client came to me because she was sick of it. And now we are getting her into a director level role. Now, when I say my client, in case you're new here, I'm talking about my one-on-one coaching client. So in my one-on-one coaching program, Next Level Career, I help women get promoted with a 20 to 50K salary increase. And it's usually a promotion into a director or a VP level role, especially women who have been working at that high level for multiple years and have just been overlooked. I help you get promoted with faith and confidence. And so when I say client, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my NLC client. So when I say you don't need more experience, why am I saying that? Why am I saying you don't need experience? Well, I've already said it, because you're already doing the work. Like, I bet you, if you pulled up a job description for the job that you truly desire, that next level role that you desire, if you look at 3 to 4 job descriptions, you will realize that you can do almost everything on the job description. Like, you will read through it and be like, wait, I am already doing this. I have already done this. I am already qualified. And so if you are already qualified to do the thing, more experience isn't going to make you more qualified, because you're already qualified. At this point, you're trying to be overqualified, which is never the goal in your career. You don't want to be overqualified, because that just leads to you being bored and you having a harder time actually landing a job. So if you are looking at your history, your accomplishments, and you're comparing it to a job description and you're seeing, wait, I've already done these things. I'm already sitting in leadership meetings. I'm already making strategic decisions. I'm already handling the budget. I'm already managing people across different departments. I'm already putting together the strategic documents and reviewing them. I'm already talking to the vendors. And like, you are already doing all the things, then you are already qualified. The gap here is not your qualification. The gap is your positioning, meaning you're not being seen as qualified for that role. And you don't know how to make people see you as qualified for that role. Like, the qualifications are already, like, objectively, if you just look at it objectively, factually, we've had, like, at this point, I'm like, if you and I were sitting and let's say we've been talking about this over the past 20 minutes and I've said everything I said, I would at this point be like, girl, we've already established this. You're qualified. You can do the thing. The problem is not to get you more experience. The problem is that people don't see you as being experienced. They don't see that you can do the job. They don't see that you can already do all the things listed on the job description. And you don't know how to make them see you. You don't know what to say, where to say it, when to say it, to help the decision makers see that you're qualified for that director level role. And so that's the problem that we need to solve for. We need to solve for how do you become seen, visible as a director? Not how do we get you more experience because you already have the experience. Are you tracking with me so far? I hope you said yes. So how do we help you become seen as a director? Well, you have to learn how to communicate your impact. You have to learn how to communicate your impact. And that's so important because at the director level, you are shifting things in an organization. You are making big decisions. You are impacting the organization. You are influencing team members. You are a thought partner to the CEO or the president. Like you are in their ear, giving them, you know, strategic insight, giving them knowledge, ideas, innovative ideas for how to move and grow the organization. So for you to be able to get into that type of a role where you are having impact, they have to see that you already have that impact. Like the decision makers have to be able to see that you can do the job you're trying to land. And after working with multiple women to help them get promoted to the director level, what I have realized is that a lot of women struggle because they think they don't have any impact. Like the reason why you're not being seen as a leader is because you're not telling people the work that you've done that makes you a leader or ready for a director level role. And the reason you're not telling people the work that you've done that makes you qualified for a director level role is because you don't think you have any impact. Like I literally had a client say that to me once when we were about to work on her resume, and I told her what I wanted to work on and how I wanted her to just share more impact. Because that's a big part of how I create my clients' resumes. It's all about communicating impact and accomplishments because that's what lands you interviews. And so we were in a session and I had told her what I wanted her to do and what we're going to do on her resume. And she's like, ooh, I don't think I've had any impact. And I was like, girl, stop right there. I know you've had impact because at this point we had been working together for like maybe 3 sessions and I had heard all the things she was doing. And so I'd like, girl, I know you've had impact. Like we gonna pull that impact out. Don't you worry about it. But also for you, what I want you to realize is that if you didn't have any impact, you would have been fired by now. I don't know why I'm yelling at you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell. I think it's because I have these earbuds in. But no, seriously. If you were not an impactful hire, you wouldn't have a job. If you were not making a difference in the organization at some level, you would not have a job. The fact that you have a job already is the evidence that you have impact. The reason why you think you don't have impact is because you have put that idea of impact in a box that you don't fit in. So in your head, when you hear me, even as you're listening to me right now, you hear me say impact, you're probably thinking things like big numbers, public recognition, metrics that you can't control, right? So metrics like, you know, retention or KPIs that are tied to leadership or even funding that was secured. Or you're thinking impact is the whole organization was shifted. We launched a big campaign and it was talked about in all staff meeting. Like impact to you is very much the whole organization was shifting in a way and numbers were involved. So revenue, sales, profit margins, and your work doesn't have those numbers tied to it. And so you assume incorrectly that you don't have any impact. But that's not what impact is, okay? And again, the whole point of this episode is to help you see why you don't need more experience, which I hope you've seen now, like you already have the experience, but let me talk about, well, what do you do instead? It's you learn how to identify and communicate your impact. And for you to do that, you really have to shift impact out of the box that you've put it in of these big numbers, organization-wide initiatives, because really impact is just results. That's it. Like that's all it is. Impact equals results. Like I want you, if you're a visual person, put that visual in your brain right now. Impact equal results. That's it. Have you had results in your work? Again, if you haven't had results, you wouldn't have a job. So the answer is automatically yes, you have had results. And so what you then need to think about is, okay, how do I connect my results to the business outcomes of the organization? That is how you communicate your impact. So actually, let me, again, if you're visual, we were building a formula in your brain, okay? Impact equals results. Now add plus business outcomes. Impact equals, oh, I like that. I'm going to make an Instagram post about that. Impact equals your results plus the business outcomes. That's the formula that I want you to paint in your head. So essentially what you're thinking is, what are the results you have achieved and how have your results influenced business outcomes, either directly or indirectly? This is the crux of it. A lot of times you think you don't have impact because you don't see how you have directly shaped or moved forward the business outcomes of the organization. But your results definitely did have indirect influence on business outcomes, even if it wasn't direct. Again, if it did not, you would not have a job. I'm going to keep saying that all through this episode because I really want you to see that you're already making a difference. If you weren't making a difference, you wouldn't still have a job. They wouldn't have kept you on there. They wouldn't have made you train your boss. They wouldn't have you mentoring people, managing people, creating communication. If you were not good at your job, you would not still have a job. I'm serious, because every organization, what they care about is their bottom line. Like most organizations, even nonprofits, are not running charities. If you're not helping them reach their goals, girl, you would not have a job. Let's be honest. So the fact that you have a job means that you have had some impact. So impact equals your results plus the business outcomes. And so what I mean is, sometimes, I remember I talked about how, you know, your results could either directly or indirectly influence the business outcomes. So directly sometimes might just mean that your results, you can directly measure a business outcome because of the work that you've done, because of your results. So for example, the work that you did directly shaped the revenue, the savings, the efficiency. Or your results could indirectly influence the next step or steps that had the direct influence. So because of your results, then the next person or the next couple of people who were influencing that direct business outcome, you helped them move forward. Maybe you improved the ability to make decisions or the efficiency of the team or improved the customer experience. Either way, even though you're not the one who is directly influencing the or executing the final business outcome, your work indirectly ties into, think of it as a pipeline. Your work is a part of the pipeline to the business outcome. So let me give you an example. Direct impact might be that you led the launch of a new product that generated $500,000 in revenue in Q1. So it's direct because you led the launch. So your results is a measurable result that is directly tied to the company getting that $500K increase in revenue in one quarter. Direct, your results, business outcome. Your result, led the launch. Business outcome, generated $500K in revenue. Now, an indirect impact might be you redesigned the internal reporting process that then helped senior leadership make faster decisions on the product strategy that they helped them to then launch the product to bring in that $500K revenue. So your work itself didn't generate the revenue, that would have been direct, but because of the internal reporting that you redesigned, leaders, you were able to influence the leader's ability to make decisions faster that ultimately led to that increase in revenue. Indirect impact, it still matters. It is still impact. And when you communicate, like when you learn how to first, again, I just said identify, you have to learn how to identify it. When you learn how to identify your impact and then communicate it, this is when you start positioning yourself as a decision maker. That's what directors do. This is when people start seeing you as, oh, snap, okay, she can influence on the larger scale. She can manage teams. She can do cross-functional work. She can talk to senior leadership. She can talk to the president, the CEO. Now you're operating on the leadership level. And you have to be able to help people see that work. You cannot ever assume that people can read between the lines and guess, or they should just know that I can do it. Nah, girl, how would they just know? You have to tell them. That is literally what it means to position yourself as a leader so that you can be seen as someone who is ready for that director level role. You have to tell them that you are ready. So let me break this down for you step by step, okay? So how do you... Like, I just want to share is very four very simple steps to help you essentially fill in that equation, right? Impact equals your personal results plus business outcomes. Like, I love that so much. I literally just came up with it, but I love it so much. And I hope it's helping you because I think it really simplifies it. So here's how I want you to think about it. The first thing you're going to ask yourself, what did you do? Now, obviously, this is going to be more than one thing. And I would have you literally do it one after the other. So maybe you might take a whole week to audit your work and just make a running list of everything you've done just so you have the list. And then you just leave that. And then maybe on Saturday, you're going to come back to the other steps. But step one is just, what did you do? And you have a list in front of you. And the other steps, so steps 2, 3, and 4, you're going to do that for every single bullet or list item on your step one list. So you just brain dump everything you've done. What do you do in your job? Just brain dump all of it. Then the second question, for each item on your list that you've now created, you're going to do the next three things. What was improved because of what you did in step one? So if you're saying that you were managing the communications specialist in the communication department, well, what improved as a result of your management? Oh, they were sending out stronger newsletters that converted with our stakeholders. Okay, improvement, better communication. Or they were sending out more newsletters because of my management. Okay, increased communication. You have something got better because of your work. What was improved? That's step two. Then step three, what goal did this improvement support? And this is where we now take it beyond you and your work. So you think about how something got better. Well, who benefited from this thing that got better? And this is where we think about my TDO framework, team, department, organization. I said this earlier. A lot of times you have put impact in a box because when you hear impact, you think organization. You think moving things at the organization level. But you can have impact at different levels of the organization, at the team level, the department level, or the organization level. So when you think about step three, what goal did this improvement support? This is where you then think about, okay, was it a team goal, a department goal, or an organization goal? Like, you have to then think, okay, what are we working on at any of these three levels? And how did the thing that I did something in step one, it improved something. How did that improvement help us get closer, either closer indirect to a goal or help us hit the goal direct? At either the team, department, or organization level. So, you know, you might think something like, how did this improvement help my team function better? How did it support a department-wide goal? Or how did it support the organization's success or influence the organization's success? Again, direct or indirect. Like, you have to get out of the mindset that you're just doing work, or support tasks. The mindset that I really want you to embody is that you are driving outcomes that matter to your organization. Like, that's what you have to see for yourself. Okay. So that's step three. What goal did this improvement support? And the final step is you have to connect the dots. Connect the dots in what you say, meaning connect your results. So finish the equation, right? Like, add your results to the business outcomes at the team, department, or organization level and communicate that. You're communicating that either in your resume or on your LinkedIn profile as a way to start positioning you for that director level role. Also in networking conversations, but I'm just putting parameters around this episode. And I think another box that you're going to have to break out of when you're thinking about impact is, don't just think revenue. A lot of times we think revenue is all that matters to an organization. No, think about efficiency. Think about retention. Think about cost savings, quality of service, customer service. Like, these are all things that your organization cares about. So how is your work directly or indirectly helping y'all be more efficient, retain, whether it's clients, vendors, customers, whatever it may be, save money, improve quality of service, increase quality of service, improve customer ratings? Any and all of that counts as impact. So a lot of times, you know, I think that, at least if I think of the clients I work with in my one-on-one coaching next level career, it's always this idea that business outcomes equals dollars. But if you increase retention, improved efficiency, reduce complaints, cut down on confusion even, that is all impact, and leaders want to hear about it that way. Okay? Don't put yourself in the box of it always has to have been money. And because I knew that this is, again, I've had so many clients say to me, I don't have any impact. And when I'm like, yes, you have. They're like, no, I don't. I haven't impacted the revenue. I'm like, oh, okay. The problem is that you think impact just means money. So let me give you some examples. I'm going to give you, I actually sat down to think about this. I have three different examples that I want to show you that don't directly have anything to do with revenue. And hopefully when you hear these, you will see how it is still impactful. So I pulled these from some of my clients that I've been working with. So these are like client examples. So the first was a client that I had in student affairs. She was a student affairs. Well, first she was a dean, then went into director of student affairs. So instead of just thinking, oh, I support students in crisis, that's a task. Impact is, I reduced the number of academic suspensions by coordinating early interventions across departments, which helped increase our student retention rate. Do you hear the impact there? Increased student retention, reduced academic suspension. That is impact, nothing to do with money. Another client who was an assistant director of operations talked about maintaining internal systems. Again, that is just a task. Impact is, I streamlined our internal process, reduced manual steps, freeing up 4 hours a week for each team member, which directly improved our quarterly delivery time. Impact, increased efficiency, improved delivery time. Now, if you really wanted to connect it more, I did with this client. Okay, so why do we care about improved quality delivery time? Well, the faster we deliver, the quicker we get paid. And so now we bring in more money in a quarter. And I know I said I wasn't connecting it to revenue, but I just want to show you how, if you wanted to, you can still connect it to revenue. And then the last one was a program manager for a nonprofit who thought she was just running programming for women entrepreneurs. It's like, no, you're not just running programming. You created a curriculum that increased participant completion rates by 25%, which supported the organization's funding benchmarks and helped secure a $250,000 funder renewal. So now this one is tied to money, but really it's the completion rates is the impact. And because of that direct completion rates, then we're able to secure more money from a donor. Indirect impact. Okay. And so when you think about it that way, when you think of, okay, what is at the team level, the department level, the organization level, you will start to see that you do have impact. When you keep thinking of organization, that's why you think you're not making a difference. Break it down. Follow the steps. What did you do? What was improved because of what you did? What goal did that improvement support? And then connect the dots in what you say. This is how you position yourself and become visible as someone who is ready for a director role. Because first, when you go through this process that I just laid out for you, this 4 steps, your own confidence will increase. Because, and I'm saying this because literally every client I work with in Next Level Career, this is the process they go through. Your confidence will increase because you'll be like, oh snap, I am doing a lot for this organization. I am more than qualified for this job. I am ready to operate at this level. And when your confidence increases, you're more likely to actually apply for the role, right? Like a lot of times what happens is you're not applying because you think you need more experience, so you hold yourself back. But when you see that, wait, hold up, I am way more qualified. I am ready for this next level. You'll be more confident. You will actually apply. And that's why I talked about your resume and your LinkedIn, because when you apply, you want to increase your chances of getting an interview. And so you have to make sure that you have actually positioned yourself as a director on the materials you're using to apply. So your resume and your LinkedIn profile are the crucial ones. In NLC, we also work on your cover letter, but I just wanted to focus us a bit here. Your resume is where you actually communicate. When I said connect the dots, on your resume is where you connect the dots. Your results plus business outcomes. Every bullet point that you write in your resume should show that. Your results plus business outcomes. And then your LinkedIn is super important because a lot of times at that higher level, you're getting recruited. Like a lot of organizations are hiring out the recruitment to an agency. And so these agencies are on LinkedIn. They're looking for qualified candidates. They're tapping into their networks to find qualified candidates. And so your LinkedIn has to show that you are a qualified candidate, meaning your LinkedIn has to be positioned like the LinkedIn profile of a director, which means your LinkedIn profile has to show your results and business outcomes that were impacted by your results. This is how you then get people DMing you or emailing you directly to ask if you're interested in a director level role. So those two things are where you then make people see that you are ready for a director level role. So let me recap before I wrap up. I hope this was helpful for you. But the reason why you don't need more experience is because you already have all the experience. You are already operating at a higher level in your career. More experience is just going to waste time. It's like you're wasting the time that you're going to use to get that 50K salary increase. You're reducing your earning potential. You're making yourself bored at work. You don't need experience. What you need is you need people to see that you're already ready to operate at that higher level. And the way people see that is that you communicate that. You tell them. You tell them that you're ready. You tell them on your resume. You tell them on your LinkedIn, and eventually, you know, in interviews, et cetera, et cetera. But the basic starting point, at the very least, like, you're not going to get an interview if your resume or LinkedIn don't show that you're ready for the job. So you have to communicate how you are impacting, how you're making a difference at the business outcome level, because that is what directors do. And you essentially have to show that you're already doing what directors do to get that director level job that you want. Okay. And so let me just go through those four steps again in case you missed it for helping you identify your impact. So you have to think about what did you do? What was improved because of what you did? What goal did that improvement get you closer to? And then step four, connect the dots with language on your resume or LinkedIn profile. This will make it super easy for you to start seeing how you're making a difference. And remember, if you were in that trap of, you know, I'm not impacting revenue, you don't have to impact revenue. Just ask yourself, what were the team, department, or organization goals that I either directly or indirectly influenced because of my results? Okay, so there you have it. The reason why you don't need more experience and what you need to do instead so that you can land a director role ASAP. Now, you can definitely go through those four steps on your own. However, if you have been stuck in this loop of doing work at a higher level, but your title and your salary don't reflect it and you want to change that in the next 6 months, then I definitely want to invite you to work with me in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career. In Next Level Career, this is where we work together so that I can help you really identify how you've already been making a difference, identify your value and your value add, and I help you communicate that on your resume, in a cover letter, on your LinkedIn profile, in interviews, in networking conversations. I help you really start telling a clear story of impact that allows you to get promoted within 6 months while increasing your salary by 20 to 50K. If you are ready for that next level support to help you hit your next level career goals ASAP, you can go to privatecareercoaching.com to learn more about NLC and submit an application, book a sales call so we can talk more about how we can work together to help you get promoted with a 20 to 50K salary increase within the next 6 months. Again, that link is privatecareercoaching.com. It's also going to be in the episode description if you need it. And as usual, thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you found it helpful, and I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you're ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and start stepping into your next level role with faith and confidence, I've got something special for you. I created a private podcast series just for professional Christian women like you, teaching you exactly how to step into higher paying, higher impact roles without compromising who you are. Visit nextlevelrole.com to sign up and listen today. Again, that link is nextlevelrole.com, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. Your next level role is waiting for you, so let's make it happen.